for us.
Regarding the minimum services that we can develop offer in international station, I think it's very difficult to have a mandatory list. But I got the point that it's important maybe for some companies, some countries to have a list of activities. What I suggest is, and pardon me if my English is not so clear and so good, maybe explain that instead of having a list of all the services that we can have for international primary and secondary hub, explain that every services that's provided in all the station environment in the country should be offered at the international railway passengers hubs. In this way, it will avoid to make a list, a very long list of elements, but meanwhile, we'll be able also to, for each companies, each country, to have a minimum requirement of, hey, if we offer a minimum a kind of services in this station, we have the obligation to organize, to have the same services at this main hub station. It's an alternative approach, but it will also guarantee that if we have one service in this specific station, we will also have the same services in this main station.